or in Siman Tafresh Pei Ches, the one more point from yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah brings from Pri Chadash when talking about Shushan Purim, Purim Mishulash, when it falls out Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. And so the Mishnah Berurah brings from Pri Chadash that you're not allowed to move the Megillah on Shabbos, or the Megillah becomes Muksa, since it's usher to read the Megillah. However, many Achronim disagree with this. And the many Achronim disagree with it, and we follow those who are Matir. If it's the rest of the year, so then for sure, every other Shabbos are going to be allowed to move a Megillah because you could learn from it. So there's no reason for it to be Muksa. It's only on the day of Purim. When it falls out on Purim, that's when the Pri Chadash says that the Megillah becomes Muksa. The reason being, potentially, as explained by Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, is that since it's not normal for someone to learn from it, we learn from Chumashim or something like that. Now, you wouldn't learn the Megillah from the actual cloth. So therefore, you generally decide that you're not going to use the cloth. And since you've decided that you're not going to use the cloth, the rest of the year where there's no Isser to read from it, so then you haven't been Maksa Daito from it. You haven't decided that you're never going to use it, because maybe you'll need to look at it for some reason. But on Purim, when it falls out on Shabbos, so since it's usher to read from the Megillah, and the person knows that they don't usually use it to learn, so then they've decided that they're not going to use it, and that's what makes it Muksa according to Pri Chadash. But others disagree, and they say that you would be allowed to move the Megillah even on that day. The only issue is you couldn't carry, let's say, the Megillah to Shul in order to be able to use it for Motzei Shabbos. You would have to carry the Megillah to Shul on Shabbos and use it on Shabbos. To learn from it or something like that, in order for there not to be issues of Achana if you really need it for Motzei Shabbos to read from the Megillah. As well, we mentioned yesterday that the Shulchan Aruch says that you have the Seuda on Sunday. The Sefer Ira Kodesh HaMikdash of Rav Ichlemecha Tukachinsky says that Rav Shmuel Salant used to actually do the Seuda on Shabbos and on Sunday, but Rav Shmuel Zalman Arbach says that the Minhag Yerushalayim was not to do that. Rather, you would just have extra foods and some extra wine on Shabbos, but the actual real Seuda of Purim was on Sunday, and this is what Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld and Rav Yashav say as well, that Lamaisa, you don't have to be Machmir to do Purim, to do Seuda on Shabbos and Sunday, just Sunday is enough. So now we're back in Tafresh Peches, Ziv Zayin, HaMafarish Bayam, the Bayotza B'Shiyara. Someone who goes out on a ship, or they go out on a caravan, they can't find a Megillah to take with them. So you could read it on the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th without a bracha. But if you can't wait until the 11th to read the Megillah, some say that you can even read the Megillah starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar, as long as you don't say it with a bracha. V'achi nog, says the Ramah, this is the minog for such a person. But if he finds a Megillah afterwards, meaning on the 11th, 12th, 13th, etc., then Chozer Kor Yosa B'Yom Yadalit, he should read it on the 14th, Afilu Kar Tchile B'Yom Yadgimel, even if he read it on the 11th, 12th, or 13th, he should read the Megillah again on the 14th, with a bracha, because mikol makom karav osa shalob bizman, because when you read it the first time around, it was not the right time, you didn't read it with a bracha. So then when you read it again on the 14th, you would do it with a bracha. When it comes to reading it beforehand, when it's not the correct time, the Mishnah Berurah says that l'chatchila, you need to have 10 people with you. The Meiri says, b'di'evit, you could be yotze, even reading by yourself when it's not the appropriate time, but ideally you should have a minion that you're reading with. The Mishnah Berurah isn't sure whether Ketanim count for it, because maybe, even though Ketanim don't count for a minyan, if the whole reason for 10 is because of Pursumei Nisa, so then maybe Ketanim really should count in that situation. As well, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the tour that in such a situation you should read it at night as well. And when we say that someone who goes out is allowed to read the Megillah earlier, that's only the Megillah, but the Seuda of Purim Shlach Manos HaMatanos HaAvyonim, that can only be done on the appropriate day of the 14th. It cannot be done any earlier. Someone who's supposed to read on the 14th, but they weren't around, and they didn't have a Megillah where they were, and they come back on the 15th, and they have a Megillah, so they should read the Megillah on the 15th, but they can't read it with a bracha, because for them it's not the appropriate time. And from the 15th on, you for sure should not read the Megillah. Everyone is obligated in reading the Megillah. Men, women, converts, and slaves who have been freed. So we also teach the children the importance of reading the Megillah as well. What's the story with women? So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason women are chayavos is because of the rule of Afen Hayo Ba'oso Hanes, because they were also included in the miracle. And therefore, a woman needs to be yotze the reading of the Megillah. So a man needs to read for women, and he even needs to read for his daughters. And therefore, he should read it at home for them. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some women who do go to shul, but if they can't hear appropriately, so then they for sure should. And then it's a discussion, is it better for them to come to shul? Is it better for them to do it at home? Obviously, consult the posek on that. Rabbi Yashiv says that there's no berov am when it comes to women. Berov Chaim Kanievsky says that women really should go to shul. If you are reading the Megillah on behalf of women, so then it's best to say the brach of Lishmoa Megillah instead of Al Mikra Megillah, because according to some poskim, a woman is not actually obligated in reading. She is only obligated in hearing. So that's the appropriate bracha for her. Only slaves that were freed are obligated. Sounds like if they are still slaves, they would not be obligated. Why is that the case? So the Beis Yosef says that it could be dependent on what Afen Hayu Ba'oso Hanes means. If it means that they were part of the miracle, the source, so then slaves wouldn't apply to. But if it's because they too were included, they were saved also, then it should. However, the domestic Eliezer says no, even if it's that they too were saved, the slaves weren't saved. That's what he suggests. Domestic Eliezer says in the name of the Vilna Gaon that slaves, which were still slaves that were not freed, were not included in the Gzeira. They were not going to be killed at the time of Purim. The place he says this as well, and the Meiri says this as well, that they were not really included in the miracle, and therefore the slaves who were still slaves would not be obligated. As we said, we tried to be mechanech children to hear the Megillah. It's unclear at what age that should be. When they're able to sit through the whole Megillah is the best. If they can't sit through the whole Megillah, you should still bring them at least to a little bit of the Megillah so that they get started on their fulfillment of mitzvah. You can hear, or you can be the one that reads. But if you're hearing, you have to hear from someone who is actually chayav in the mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that the person who is reading has to have in mind to be motzi, the people who are hearing, and the people who are hearing have to have in mind to be yotzei.